Today's Pine River Report on WRCO Radio, sponsored by the Branding Iron in the good old Lime Ridge. Marty Richards is here from Greater Richland Tourism. How's it going there today, Marty?
Well, as far as, you know, kayaking on the Pine, the weather's, you know, really kind of agreed with us. So the water levels are great and not high, not low, just about where you want it. And I think I heard three bears say something like that once, but one of the bears said,
yeah, I think it was just right.
It was just baby just bear.
Baby bear said it was, just,
it was
right.
Just right. I don't know how we got there, but that's the problem with having a guy with a little bit of ADHD on with you. Anyway, the water level's great, really. That's quite enjoyable. Right now, the status of what's open and what isn't, kind of the same. It's a status quo because we've got work to do. But like I've said before, that stretch from Rockbridge, the Rockbridge Landing, down to the Steamboat Rock, State Highway 80, County D Landing. So that's two sections. Really is in good shape. Very enjoyable. That's where a lot of the rock outcroppings are. And so that's great. Quite honestly, south of that, I would avoid unless you want to portage and you want to know what it was like for Lewis and Clark or Marquette and Joliet. You know, without, you know, really knowing where they were going. But it's an adventure. And I guess for those who just want to take a group, have a really cool paddle down the Pine River, I'd stay in that northern two sections, not going south of the County D Steamboat Rock Highway 80 landing. That's where I would stop.
Water enthusiasts, there are other opportunities in our area as well, Marty.
Yeah, you know, and the weather's great to be outdoors here. This last week, basically, we've had some rain, but it hasn't been torrential or bad weather, really. It's been rain when we needed it for the crops and the river to keep them at the right levels. And really, right now, the Wisconsin River is in great shape. And I know at Eagle Cave, who's also very involved with Greater Richland Tourism, Wes at Eagle Cave does complete outfitting services. And really, he's the only outfitter on the Wisconsin River in Richland County. And he can get you the canoes, the life preservers, life jackets, the paddles, get you to the beginning and the end. He'll get you the whole deal. And I know he'll give you a little bit of education on how to respect the river. You know, the Wisconsin River, quite honestly, when you're on that river, it's beautiful. I've gone, Jim Heyer takes me, we go out fishing every September, and that's, you know, that is for sturgeon, and that's an experience in itself. But to kayak, canoe, the Wisconsin River, we really encourage folks at any time on that river, make sure you have your life preserver on. I will mention, too, real quick, Phil, there are a couple big things happening here in the Greater Richland area all weekend. The Murder Mystery Weekend that Crime Stoppers is having, that starts tomorrow night with pre-registration at the AD German Warehouse. But then that's Saturday and Sunday. The Visitor Center is the headquarters for that. If you really enjoy watching Dateline or 2020 and you're always guessing, it was the husband or it was this, this is a chance for you to really go out and interrogate or just interview the suspects and kind of get the clues and see if you can figure out who done it, and also for a good cause because it supports Crime Stoppers. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Phoenix Center, they do the reveal. They also have a lot of prizes, so I'd encourage folks that they consider that. And then on Sunday, I'll get a reminder if I don't say this. On Sunday, they are dedicating the auditorium stage to Betty Hayes Baxter. And Betty is an icon. She holds the Guinness Book of World Records. I didn't know this. I learned this yesterday. She holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest serving dancing teacher. She started, I believe, when she was 17 or 16 years old, when she moved from Milwaukee to Blue River. So I'd really encourage folks, 2 o'clock on Sunday, if you're available, go to the auditorium. If anybody deserves some recognition, no doubt Betty Hayes does, for sure. So, and then the Branding Iron's got a lot going on. So they had their time, they had their little respite, and now they're ready to go. Friday night, as always, you can expect one of the best fish fries around. There are other really good ones that would contend as well, but the Branding Iron, they do a great job with their fish fry. A lot of folks like going up there for that. I know they have poor man's lobster and jumbo shrimp too. So if you know you're not a big Atlantic cod person, you can. Or they have walleye too, I should say. But you can also get the fish or the lobster, poor man's lobster, or jumbo shrimp. So, and then on Saturday they're having their wood-fired pizzas. We've talked about that quite a bit. I know you and I both fans of pizza, and I know we've talked in the past about some of the different variations they offer. One of them is a veggie Alfredo. So it's roasted corn, zucchini, mushroom, onion, tomato Alfredo sauce with a Bourgogne herbed cheese.
I might try that.
That one's, I'm looking for the meat in it, though, Phil. I struggle without any.
Well, bring some pepperonis in your pocket.
Throw them on the pizza. Yeah, I always got some sausage, usually, in my back pocket. They also have a margarita pizza, very typically, too, that folks like a lot. So, but anyway, that's Saturday up at the Branding Iron, August, and on this coming Saturday. And then Sunday is a big day up there as well, because Don Greenwood will be there on Sunday, August 23rd from 1 to 4 o'clock with their open mic. And then Steve Fearing, he's going to be making his baby back ribs, which I've had. Outstanding. Steve knows how to cook. And the open mic along with ribs, it actually opens at noon. Food starts at noon. And the entertainment starts at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4. So that's always a very enjoyable time.
Plenty of things to see and do, as always, here in Richland Center.
There is. I didn't even mention there's other live music in town this weekend at the 80 German Warehouse on Friday. I know English Prairie Distillery has live music on Saturday night. I don't want anyone, if somebody comes up to me and says, yeah, there's nothing to do, I will probably throw a fit. There is a lot going on this weekend, and we're in August, which sometimes I've seen in the past, August was maybe a little bit slower as folks were getting ready for school year and a change in seasons, but not true. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, the other line is, well, I didn't know that was going on, so check out, you know, socials in the area.
Yeah, right? You know, go to our website, greaterrichlandtourism.com. Most all the things I mentioned are there. Social media, it's there. I know you folks, WRCO does a great job, community calendar and otherwise mentioning things as well.
You bet. So check it out, and a lot of things going on. Don't miss it here in our great area. Thanks, Marty. Have a great day.
You bet. You too, Phil.
That's Marty Richards joining us with the Pine River Report for this week.